Okay, we're picking up in the Gemara on Beis Amud Beis, the very last line with the words Nazira Milsa Da'avir. Our learning is once again sponsored Lila Nishmas Shulamis Pas Yaakov, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. So the Gemara is asking a question. We were discussing that the person says the Lashon of Na'eh, he's going to be like a Nazir. So the Gemara points out though, Nazira Milsa Da'avir, that to be a Nazir is not a good thing. As the Gemara is assuming right now, the Hanacha, that a person who is abstaining from something which fundamentally was mutter to him is doing something which is an avera. So to avoid that is not a positive thing. So the Gemara says, "Vamrina leina." Yet we call it nice, we call it beautiful. How can the person of the long hair of a Nazir represent something which is beautiful if the act itself is something which is not a positive action? So turning on to Gimel Madalaf now, the Gemara says, no, really, it can be referred to as a beautiful thing. Dafilu Rabbi Elazar Akfar, da Amir Nazir Chote. And again, the Pasha says that it's going on his hair being nice. But still, the whole idea of the hair looking nice is part of the bigger process of the Nazirus being a nice thing, which is what the Gemara is bothered by. So the Gemara says, Dafilu Rabbi Elazar Akfar, da Amir Nazir Chote. So this is the Machlokas, which we're going to see later on Daf Yotes. The Gemara is going to have Machlokas, and Rabbi Elazar Akfar, he's the one who says that the Pasuk says, the chiper alav ma'asher chata ala nefesh, as the Mefarish quotes, that he is going to atone for him for having sinned against his nefesh. So against what is he atoning for? So it means that he was that he didn't have wine. So this person is depriving himself of wine is called a sinner, and he has a kavah chum, and then kol shekein, somebody who does everything. That's also one of the rayas that we saw, that having a tainus, the Gemara mentioned Darim also, that someone who puts is accepting upon himself a tainus seems to also not necessarily be a positive thing. However, that we explained based on the Rishonim that the result of a person doing tshuva and kapara is overall better. But anyway, so the Gemara says over here that even Rabbi Elazar Akfar said that a person is considered a sinner for being a Nazir, hani mile gabe Nazir tame. That's only regards to a Nazir who became tame. Why? To aide debai mitzar, since he needs to lose out on the days of Nazirus that he observed prior to becoming tame. The pasuk says that the first days he's going to lose out on because he became tame. So we learn that a nazir, if he does become tame, even baones, even mitzrogeg, those days that he, let's say he had a nazirus shloshim yom, and he already kept 10 days. So he loses all those 10 days. He needs to bring his korbanos and now keep a new 30 days. So that's a whole new 30 days. And not only that, by the way, but he also needs to wait his 7 days to become tahor again, and then only then he has to bring his korbanos that he the korban tumah of nazirus, and then after that he can then recontinue. So you lose the 10 days, now you have an extra 7 days, and then bring your korban. You know, you have an extra whole set of things. You thought you were only in for 30 days, you could be in for well more than that. You could 45, 50 days. You thought almost double the amount of time that you are going to have for your nazirus. So the Gemara says, so in that circumstance, Hasam, with that case, Rabbi Elazar says that you're a sinner. Why? Dil ma'ase lema'aver al nizirusei. Because he's going to come to violate his nazirus. There, we're afraid over there that a nazir became tameh. The Rush points out he's going to come to violate his neder. Since, again, he only agreed to do it for 30 days. Now he's stuck. He's saying, oh my God, I'm on day, I already thought I was going to be done already. You know, when a person, and the worst thing psychologically, when a person thinks he could have been done something and he keeps counting, oh, I was already on day 30, now it's an extra 1 day, extra week now, my extra 2 weeks. He's the whole time, he's going to be fetching, and he's going to maybe potentially come to violate those isurim of Nazirus, because he put himself in a situation where he could likely sin by violating his Nazirus. Others explain that maybe another issue over here is that when a person is extending his Nazirus to such a long time, past what he imagined it was going to be, so then he's going to regret the Nazirus. This is what the Gemara had discussed in Maseches Nedarim, if you remember. And if a person has a charata on the Nazirus, so then if a person wasn't really a Nazir, it's like he's bringing Chulin Lazar. It's not Mamish bringing Chulin Lazara, because unless it's formally actually done Hatara by a Chacham, would it actually remove his Nazirus? But it's like you're bringing Chulin Lazara, and that's why why a person who becomes Tamei is definitely going to at least regret his Nazirus, and that is why there's an issue, and that's why Rabbi Elazar HaKfar is not happy with him. However, Nazir Tar, the Gemara says, Nazir Tar lav chote karibe. That's, he's not necessarily called a sinner by Rabbi Elazar HaKfar. That a person who is just, who is confident and able to observe it, that's not necessarily an issue. That's what the Gemara is assuming. Tosas is just bothered by that, because Tosas asked, it was really Tosas printed on Beis on Beis, in the Dimar Mascha Vamai. Tosas is just bothered, they say, that why over here, that at the end of the day, the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Elazar HaKfar, the fact that you abstain, shitzir atz min ayayin kare lechote. The reason you're called a chote is because you abstain from wine. So that doesn't change over here, whether you're Nazir Tar or Nazir Tameh, it doesn't matter. The fact that you're abstaining from wine, even if you kept your full Nazirus of 30 days, you didn't become Tameh, lechore, that was Rabbi Elazar HaKfar was bothered by. So Tosas answers, yes, enachanami, you actually are considered a little bit of a chote, but like overall, the ends are justifying the means. That overall, similar to how the Rishonim are explaining a tainus, that also, that overall, it's doing tshuva, it's kapara, it's making you reflect on yourself and abstaining from the gashmius on that level is overall good for you. So therefore, it's considered a mitzvah. And that's what Tosos assume here. They compare very interestingly to someone who has to fast the Tainas Chalom on Shabbos, which the Gemara Brachos tells us that a person fasts the Tainas Chalom on Shabbos because he needs it. It's gonna right, and he needs to fast that. You're not eating on Shabbos is an avera. Some say not eating at all of Shabbos might be even an Isser Doraisa, maybe the night and included, but at least definitely a person who might not eat is definitely violating an Isser of not keeping owning Shabbos. And Tosos explained, but overall though, you need that Tainas. So you have to have that tainus to fast because you only could do it on that day. That's how we explain the idea of a tainus chalom. And then you have to fast again the next day on Sunday because of the fact that you fasted on Shabbos. To do a kapara for the fact that you fasted on Shabbos, you need another fast. Not much a din over there, but that's the lacha. So Tosos is saying, so too over here, that even though Rabbi Elazar HaKfar might understand, yes, that svara of shitzir atzmin ayayin, that he forced himself to abstain from wine is not necessarily the best thing to abstain from all, right? The Yushami has like a lesson. A person is going to ask him, why don't you taste all my fruits in the world? That a person is supposed to enjoy the world on a certain level. Again, all these questions are bigger machshava questions, but at the end of the day, the fact that he's removing himself from this parsha is overall still better for this particular person, and that's why he can be described as somebody as being someone who's na'eh, because his mice, it is beautiful to become a nazir when it's in a legitimate fashion, and he's not going to become tamei. That's what the Gemara assumes over here. Now the Gemara continues. Hareini kazev. A person says, "I am like this," so he's going to be halacha. He's a nazir. So the Gemara says, Nihi, nami, de tafus bisaro. Now granted, I get it, that even though he's grabbing onto his hair while he makes this declaration, Hareini kazeh lo amar. But he says, Lashon, I'm like this. He didn't say anything about the actual Nazirus. How do I know he's talking about the Nazirus? Unlike the case of Na'eh, the fact that he's holding his hair would obviously clarify what he was talking about because he's referring to Nazirus. Over here, though, he's just saying Kazeh. Why is he necessarily going to be a Nazir? He didn't say anything necessarily about a Nazir. So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, go and say Nazir over the front of you. Right, you have to make the Ukimta over here as well, that we're talking about a case where a Nazir was passing in front of him while he made it Kazeh. And therefore, since he's saying Areni Kazeh, then he's going to be passing, then he's understood that he wants to be like a Nazir just as a person passing by. So even if he's not, so according to this, though, even if he's not grabbing his hair at all, then it should be okay. So that's going to be the din, because it's Kazeh and the Nazir's walking by. So the Rosh says, if the Nazir's walking by and says, I'm like him, it's Pashat, that you obviously were going to become a Nazir. What exactly was my Kamash Milan, the Rosh asks? What exactly was the Havamina? Areini Kazeh, it's Pashat you're going to become a Nazir. You're saying, I'm going to be like him, and this guy's a Nazir. Obviously meant you're going to be a Nazir. So says Rosh, maybe I would have a Havamina. Maybe the guy, let's say he was very wealthy, or you make I don't know exactly what the Nether would mean, though. You're going to be wealthy, or like what? Nazir, I'm going to be like him. I'm going to act like him. I'm not exactly sure what it means. And the Rosh says that if he was very wealthy, or Bayofi, or Bayichos, all three them. If he's very beautiful, or if he has good yichus, you're making an editor to be like that. I don't know exactly. Those are three things you can't really control. You can't control your yichus, you can't control how good looking you are, and you really can't control your wealth. I mean, at some point you could try to work hard, but I'm a little confused the Rush's answer. That he's saying that I would have had a Havamina, but that's what you meant. And it wouldn't be a neder at all. And you're just saying, I want to be like him. And it wasn't a neder. I'm not exactly sure fully the maskara of the Rush, but the Rush is bothered by this question that it's pashut. When the nazir is walking by, then it's going to be chal. But then he answers that it's not so pashut. Now the Gemara continues, Hareini misalsel. What is this lesson of misalsel? The Gemara asks, "Mimai tahai silsil sar." How does it know the silsil means that, like, you're curling your hair around, like imagine like same with their payas, like you're doing that misalsel. That's like misalsel. How do I know that's referring to nazirus? Kid amra lii amsa devi rebi lahu gavra and masayatam misalsel b'sarecha. So that's a famous thing that there's many examples of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah has all these like terms that we're not sure about, and we ask the maid servants at Rebbe's house. He was an expert in diktuk and lashon of lashon kodesh, and so when we wanted to establish terms, we would even their maidservants, he would know, Rebbe's maidservants, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, they used to know what words were. So they asked, she said once, the maidservant said to a person, why you keep curling your hair? So she was unhappy with his actions. Curling her hair is and like looking in the mirror is not necessarily a positive that we see by Yosef, right? That was Aisa Ma Scenarios, and it's not necessarily a positive thing to be doing for vanity's sake, to look at yourself and to see how beautiful you are. That's definitely not a positive thing. Anyway, so the Gemara says, but okay, so silsil is curling your hair. So the Gemara says, but no, we have another pasuk though. Ema Torah, maybe it's referring to learning Torah. The lashon of silsil is by Torah. Dechsiv salsilea utara mecca. The pasuk says in Mishle that the lashon that Torah is going to literally you're going to salsilea. Here's more like to explore the Torah. Let's say look into the Torah, and Torah mecca is going to bring you up. It's going to uplift you. So over there, the lashon of salsilea over there. Nothing to do with being a Nazir. It's talking about the Torah. Maybe his reference over here was something to do with Torah. So it says in Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Hachanami Shetafus Bisa'aro. Here too, we're talking about the case that he's grabbing onto his hair, as he says the lesson of a Misalsel. So therefore, it's clear that he's talking about Nazirus. Our definition was clear based on the fact that he was, in fact, curling his hair at the time that he says Harim Misalsel, so then it would be like he was like a Nazir. Harini Mechalkel, if someone says, I am going to be Mechalkel, so Mimai Dehadein Kilkul Sarahu, how do I know that this word is Kilkul, is a Lashon of Nazirus? Kedisnan, based on the Mishnah Shabbos is talking about what is the minimum shear. We're talking about all those dins of Votzah over there. So different lime, how, but lime, to take it from Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Rosh Rabin, what are you going to be Chayev to take out lime? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Sid, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kedei Lasud Kilkul. The minimum amount of lime, Rabbi Yehuda says, is enough to apply a kilkul. V'yamar Rav, what is a kilkul? Isn't that clear in the Mishnah? Rav, to explain us, the lashon of a kilkul is bas tzeida, the hair of one's temples. So there, Rav's statement is telling us that it's something used to remove the hair of a temple. So we see that the lashon of the root of a chalkel is referring to a hair. So therefore you say, Arena mechalkel is understood as referring to your hair, something to do with your hair. So the Gemara says, maybe ema maz anie, but maybe lashon of kilkul a chalkel can be actually to sustain others. That Yosef was sustaining his father and his brothers, right? When they came down to Egypt, Yosef Atzadik was taking care of them and he was sustaining them. So, and they were poor because they ran out of food. That's why they went to Mitzrayim in the first place. So he was taking care of them. Maybe the idea means that a person's going to agree upon himself to support poor people. Not necessarily he's going to become a Nazir. So it says in Gemara, Shmuel, Achana Mishitafas Basaro. Here too, we're talking about a case where he's grabbing onto his hair at the time where he makes this neder, this declaration. And therefore, it must mean that the Lashon of Chalkel is a reference to his hair rather, and obviously to his Nazirus, rather than then to Nazirus, rather than to that of being Mechalkel to give money or something else, to give sustenance to poor people. Says the Mishnah, the next quote, Hare alai l'shalech pera hare zin Nazir. Someone says, it's on me to grow very long hair, he's going to become a Nazir. Mimai dehadein shiluach ribuyhu. So how do I know that the lashon of shiluach is referring to growing of hair? That what is this lashon of pera is actually mentioned in the psukim of nazir, but over here l'shaleach pera is what's bothering. It's like, well, the question over here: what is l'shaleach pera? So the Gemara says, "Dichsiv shalchayich pardes rimonim." This pasuk is in Shir Hashirim that it's talking about the kala, the beautiful kala who's growing hair to be like beautiful like a pomegranate field. So this also, the lashon of shaleach, can understand something which is growing. So therefore, the lashon of shaleach pera is referring to growing out the hair. That's what we're doing over here. It means growing out the hair. The Gemara says, maybe it's not. Maybe it actually means ema mide de avure. Maybe it means actually you're removing the hair. Kedichsev v'shaleach mayim al pene chutzos. And the pasuk says And Eov, Hanosin Matar Alpanikol Arz, Veshalayach Mayim Alpanichutzos, Hashem, who gives rain on the earth, and he sends water on the fields. He removes water from the Shemayim, and he sends it on the fields. I think over there, that was the part of the Musar for Eov. They're saying, Hashem is in charge of the world. Don't, question his ways. So the Gemara over there, so we're saying over here that the idea is that it's something which is referenced to removing the water. So maybe over here means removing the hair, not actually growing the hair. Maybe it's not in Nazirus at all. So the Gemara says, Tana, over here, we're talking about para yalif. So the Gemara is saying, that also, by the way, why couldn't we answer over here that the person is grabbing onto hair like we give in the previous answers? Because in this case, there's no question it has to do with hair. But maybe it's removing the hair or adding the hair. So it's not helpful that he's grabbing his hair. So we can't give that answer. So the Gemara answers over here. So Tana, para yalif. We actually have Xer Shavav, para from Yechezkel. The Pasuk in Yechezkel says, upera lo yishalechu. The Pasuk says that you shouldn't grow long hair with a reference to a Kohen. So it says the Gemara now, so regards to a Nazir, it says Kodesh Yeh Gadel Pera, that a person, his hair should be holy, and he should grow his hair long. And the Pasuk in Yechezkel, Upera Lo Yishalechu, and they should not grow very long hair. So we see over here that a Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to grow his hair, that halacha, he's not allowed to grow his hair for more than 30 days. So just as we see by the Lashon of Pera, referring to a Nazir, is growing out his hair, so to the Lashon of Pera in Yechezkel must be referring to growing out the hair by a Kohen, and that's the Lacha, that a Kohen has to cut his hair once every 30 days. Or we can bring another proof that the Lashon of Shiluach actually can be referring to not that of removing, but rather to that of growing. Hai Shaleach Mayim, it's the Lashon of Shaleach Mayim, Nami Rebu Yehud. The Lashon of Shaleach Mayim that you quoted as a raya against, that it really means Hashem is removing the rain. Maybe it doesn't mean remove it, because the Targum Rav Yosef was the expert. Rav Yosef knew all of the Targum. Some explain, the Gemara Tosfos Bava Kama explained, because he was blind, so he wasn't able to learn Torah Shebichtav, so he was learning Torah Shebal Peh, so to use Unkelos as Torah Shebal Peh, so he was an expert in the Targum. Either way, so the Gemara says, so dechad mashkin le maya leperi rave. So that it means over there that when they water the fruit trees, they're going to grow. So we learn over here that the idea of that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who causes the is causing the fruits to grow, it doesn't mean that he's removing it. Rather, it means he's causing it to grow. That the shiluach is not meaning removing, and therefore you have no raya. The shiluach means removing. It must mean that it's actually growing, and that's why it means that it's going to be a nazir in such a case. Now the Gemara continues with the next case of the Mishnah. Harealai tziporin Rabbi Meir Omer Nazir. If a person says that he's going to bring birds, the korban of birds, l'chora, he's going to be a nazir. The Chachamim say he's not a nazir. So Gemara asks, my time in Rabbi Meir, what exactly is the reasoning behind Rabbi Meir? Amar Ish Lakish says, tziporin smuchin l'se'ar kibil alav. It's the lashon of the psukim, where birds are mentioned in the psukim, in close proximity to something else, to nazir. Dechsiv ad de se'are k'nisharin rabba v'tarfen k'tziporin. The pasuk in Daniel, right, the pasuk over there says, "Baishet the milsa suffer Nebuchadnezzar." At that time, that the thing was coming upon Nebuchadnezzar. What happened to him? I mean, ensha torid v'ispeketorin yuchal. That he was driven away from people, and he ate grass like an ox would. Right, v'ispeketorin yuchal umital shemay gashmi etzabe adisare kinesharin rabba v'torfe kitzipard. And after that, his body was literally soaked with tal, with dew from Shemayim, till his hair had grown out like that of feathers of eagles, and his nails were growing out like birds. So over here, we see that the lashon of growing out is mentioned in context of, also next to it is the tziporin of birds. So Rabbi Meir Savar, matbis inish b'midah samichlei, a person's neder can be held onto, could literally be grabbed onto the thing that he has in mind, which was the thing that was right next to it, which is growing out your hair. And the tziporin are mentioned in the deal next to the hair, so it means that he's understanding that his real das was clearly to have the nearby word in its place. And when he says tziporin, he meant to say that a mekabel himself to grow out his hair, right? That was what he wanted to do. Yitzabed al disare kinesharin, to grow out his hair long, which would be like the lashon of a nazir. That's the idea of Reish Lakish. Rameir's understanding that would be a valid form of a neder, that because that's what he meant, and he was being matpesit on that lashon of tziporin. Turning on to the next topic. Now the Gemara says, "Verabadan savrei," but the Rabban understand that that lo mitpes inish b'midei desamichlei. A person does not make a neder, a reference to something which is not next to an psukim. That the lashon of tziporin has nothing to do with nazirus. Where meichetesi basically? Where are you getting that from? So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, "What's the yisod machloka?" Something else. Rabbi Yochanan amar dekuli alma lo matpes. That everybody agrees. Chachamim, everybody agrees that you can't just assume that the thing that was next to the pasuk that he was talking about in the same pasuk, the next words over, is what he meant to have in mind in his neder. Ella, ainu taima de Rabbi Meir. This is the reasoning of Rabbi Meir. Dechayshinan shema tzipore nazir tamei kibul alav. We are assuming that maybe he has accepted upon himself the tzipore and the birds of a nazir who became tamei. That the Torah tells us that the Nazir becomes Tameh, has to bring Shtei Tziporim and also a Keves after it becomes Tor. So Rabbi Yochanan is understanding that, maybe that's really what he wanted to accept upon himself. Now in the Havamini, even in the Havamini, Gemara's going to discuss this as maybe it was a problem, but even in the Havamini, you can't assume Chayshinan. Chayshinan is problematic, the Rosh points out. Because it's not that we're afraid in a Chumrah we tell you to become a Nazir, because it's a Chumrah Dekula. Masha'inki by Neder, we could tell you, okay, you have to be Machmer, Kasafek, the race of the Chumras. The Ran many times pointed out when we're not clear how the Gemara Paskins, the Ran said many times throughout Mesechus Nadarim, Safek, the race of the Chumrah. Fine, that's Nadarim. But when it comes to Nazirus, as we pointed out in yesterday's daf, that fundamentally there's a major problem with saying that, because if a person is going to be a Nazir, he wasn't really supposed to be a Nazir, so it comes out that at the end of his Nazirus period, when he's supposed to bring his Korbanos, he would be bringing Chulin Lazar, which is an Issa Raisa. So therefore, you can't tell us Chayshina. So even in the Havamina, it must be that he really wasn't Chayshina. We're actually assuming, Bevadai, that he actually meant this way. That's what we have to assume. That we're definitely going to be accepted on himself that Tziporim, should he become Tameh, meaning like that when he become Tameh, and therefore he was becoming Mekabal himself to become a Nazir. So the Gemara says, "Michti chayshinan kamar." Rabbi Yochanan used the lashon of we're assuming that meaning we're choshesh, but really dilma tzipor nidava kibalav. Again, asking the question, maybe he didn't mean that. Maybe he meant that he is accepting to just bring voluntarily tziporin as a korban to the base of mikdash, and not as Rabbi Yochanan wanted to point it out. And pashut, it wouldn't be misafik. You can't tell he's a nazir because that's not going to be allowed, as we just mentioned. So it says the Gemara, "Im kain arei alai kain mibayalei." If that was the case, he should have said that. It's therefore, I'm taking upon myself the obligation of a kain. Of a kain is literally a nest. And that lashon of kain is usually how a person brings the lashon of bringing two different tziporim, two different birds, to the base of Mikdash as a korban. Since he didn't use that lashon, he clearly meant he was going to become a nazir. So Gemara says no. Dilma harei alai tziporim mitzora kamar. Maybe at the end of the day over here, a person is saying that he's taking the birds of a mitzora. A mitzora is obligated to bring after his state of tara. He's obligated to bring two birds. So and he's not accepting himself nazir. So why are we assuming that he's going to become bringing korbanos? Bring korbanos of a nazir. Maybe it brings this korbanos of a mitzora. So Gemara says kegod shei nazir over lefanav. The Mishnah is talking in a case where a nazir was passing in front of him. Back like the answer we've given a few times, and therefore it's certainly going to be something which is subject to that of a nazir and not that of mitzora. So that was what we're saying over here. So the Gemara says, Udilma nazir tame ulapochim and korbanos of korban. Maybe it says that a nazir passing nazir that a nazir who passed by was tame, and it just refers to exempting himself from the korbanos. Well, maybe he's not talking about becoming a nazir. The Gemara says, no, kigosh nazir tame over the fun of you. Right, we're talking about a case that you're accepting like the nazir who was in front of you, and he was a tar nazir, not a tame nazir. You weren't a tame nazir. So says the Gemara, my binayu. What would be the difference between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? So says the Gemara, is there an afkamina? Meaning, what's the difference? What difference does it make whether or not the lashon is referring to your hair, as Reish Lakish says, and it was the pasuk, or the nazir tame, as Rabbi Yochanan does? So the Rishonim point out from the fact that the Gemara doesn't answer that the nafkamina would be when a nazir is passing by, because only Rabbi Yochanan said that case. So apparently Reish Lakish would also agree to that it would only be valid nazir when the nazir is walking by. Even Reish Lakish's example of tziporin, that the lashon of the hatfasa only comes about if in fact you were going to be a nazir was passing by you. So says the Gemara, what's an afkamina? It could be nayu. Again, so we're assuming both Reish Lakish and Yochanan require the nazir to be walking by to be chal. But there is an afkamina. Kegon te amar tziporin asmuchin l'se'ar alai. If a person says explicitly in his declaration that an obligation of birds that are with hair are upon me. So the Gemara says, even though he says this lashon E Nazir over the fun of, if a Nazir is passing before him in, then it would be valid. Elo. He will not be a Nazir. He will not be a Nazir because according to Rabbi Yochanan, a reference to something such as Tziporin is not enough. Therefore, only in the case where a Nazir is passing before you, that would work. So that would be, if he says explicitly, Tziporin asmuchin l'sear. Rishlokish, Rabbi Yoshimon ben Lakish, Rishlokish, Alphagav de'in Nazir over the fun of, even though Nazir is not passing in front of him, when he makes this declaration, he has become a Nazir because that's Hatfasa, that Fasa will work explicitly. He understands that one is allowed to use Hatfasa from something which is close proximity to another word in the Pasuk. So therefore, he would hold that Fasa over here is clear, even if the Nazir is not walking by, it's clearly what he meant. So now, the Gemara asks a kasha though on Rabbi Yochanan. Mi ika leman to amar lo matpis inish b'milsa de samichlei. Does anybody really hold that the person can not do that? Is it really not valid according to Alma as Rabbi Yochanan on Tataina? Vatana, but don't we learn in the Braisa? Ha'omer yamin harezo shvua. If someone says lashon that is right hand, that's going to be a lashon of a shvua. If a person says like yamin shalo alchal, something like that, the Rosh says, the lashon is he's going to be a shvua if you violate your chayv malchus. So now, again, in order for something to be chal as a shvua, it has to have the lashon of a shvua in there. So apparently, the shvua over here of yamin is lechor, the Gemara is assuming that when you say yamin, this expression is going to be a valid shvua. So why is that though? My time, why should yamin be something which is lashon of shvua? La mishum nechsev, isn't it because the pasuk says, Vayarim yamino smal shemayim vayishav b'chaya olam. The pasuk in Daniel says that he lifted up his hand on the right and the left, went to shemayim and he swore. So lechor, that's the lashon of hatfasa because it's in proximity to the lashon of vayishava, right? Vayarim yamino smal, and then it says vayishava. So we can understand that yamin is hatfasa, the tchal through hatfasa that this neder should be this shvua should be chal. So the Gemara says, Amrei, no, that's not the reason. The yamin itself, mishum the yamin gufay ikrit shvua. The yamin itself is called a shvua. That's why over here a person is going to be able to be. It's not hatfasa. The lashon itself is a shvua. Desani menayin la omer yamin shishvua. The Braisa says explicitly, where do I know that a person who says the lashon of a right hand that is going to be a lashon of a shvua? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, nishba Hashem bimino. Hashem has sworn by his right hand. Swearing by your right hand is understood to mean that the term is right hand is a lashon of shvua itself. All right, uminayin la omer smal shishvua because shenemar. That by the arm of his strength, and that also is a lashon of swearing. So we see that that doesn't refer to atfasa. That's not a kash in Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan answered very nicely, no problem from the Braisa. Now the Mishnah is discussing arein nazir min hachartzan. If a person says he's a nazir only from the grape seeds, or min hazagim, or from grape skins, machlokas if that's the explanation, but we'll translate like that for now. Umina taglachas, or from just getting a haircut, umina tumar, or not becoming tame, harei zeh nazir v'chol dikdik in Israel's love. Even though you only said one of these things, the halacha of all the naziros takes effect to you, and your naziros is chal. The Gemara points out, "Masnis in the Rabbi Shimon." Lachor, our Mishnah is not in the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. The son of Rabbi Shimon says, "Eino chayv ad sheyidor mikulam." Until a person makes a naziros from all the things, then he's going to become. Only then would he become a nazir. Now, obviously, a person says that a harini nazir, that's going to work. Rabbi Shimon's just understanding that if a person does specify, like tumah, that's not enough. You have to say tumah, taklachas, right? All those things, and the navim. You have to say all three things in order to be chal if you're specifying. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbanan amre, so Rabbanan understand, afilu lo nazir ela b'chad minun. Even if you make the nazir from the nazir from one of them, hare nazir, have a nazir, then you're going to be a full-fledged nazir. The Gemara points out, my time with Rabbi Shimon, what is the reasoning behind Rabbi Shimon's understanding? Amar Kra, because the pasuk says, Mikol asher ye aseh megefen ayayin. All that which is made of the grapevines, which is all-inclusive expression, mechartzanim ve'adzag. And then it comes to seemingly say, from the seeds to the skin. Why do you have to mention that? Everybody agrees that's extra. So that, since it's extra, according to Rabbi Shimon, he's understanding that it's coming to exclude someone who says specifically, mechartzanim ve'adzag, the seeds of the skin. And if you say, are seeds of a grape skin. So if you say that, that is not a lashon of nazirus. And therefore, so just like it's not a lashon of nazirus for grapes, so too, it wouldn't be a lashon of nazirus for tuma or for taglachas either. For Rabbanan, my time, what are they going to be, Dorish? Amar, kura miyain v'shechar yazir. He's going to abstain from new wine and aged wine. And Nazir also is effective in making the Lashon of a Nazir over here. So that Lachalera is also a Reboy. So why are you having this Reboy? So we're learning from Yain V'Shechar that the idea is telling us that one is able to make your Nazir even if you just make this alone. So the Gemara says, Reb Shimon Nami Haksim Miyan Veshecha Yazir, but it's a very good Riboy. The Chachami have a bare fair Riboy to explain their Shita. What is Reb Shimon going to do with this? Haomi Ba'ilei Le'esar Yain Mitzvahs Ki'ayin Rishus. It's coming to Aser that mitzvah wine, just like optional wine. That if a person has wine that's a mitzvah, even that the nazira should be chalan. And you can't drink wine. I would have had Havamina that you'd be able to drink that wine. Kamashpon, you're not able to drink that wine. Okay, Bez Hashem will pick up with Mahi. What type of wine is mitzvah wine in Mirza Hashem in tomorrow's daf.